my name is Amanda Scapoletti. I'm from Hiram, Ohio. I live and I work and have my ministry at an assisted living, and I love it. It's a beautiful experience. I'm the director there, but one of my greatest joys is to help people thrive in life, help people really to flourish and realize their dignity and the purpose of life. So often our residents will come to us and they'll feel like they don't have any dignity, they don't have any purpose, because they no longer can do the things that they used to do. As we know, in our society, unless you're making money and contributing to society, oftentimes they're seen as having no worth. And that's a utilitarian society for you. But those of us who are Christian, I'm Catholic Christian, we know that we have an inherent dignity and that we are made in the image and likeness of God. And I really wanted to make this podcast, Jesus the Way, to bring the message of the gospel, the message of joy, the true message of the Catholic Church, and to bring hope to people. I am 26 years old, and I'm living a life that's modeled after how St. Catherine of Siena lived. And so she was part of the Montalata. They lived and worked in and had a variety of different apostolates and ministries in society. They didn't live in a cloister or convent, but they served God and dedicated their lives to God and were fully espoused to Him. And so I'm striving to live that way in today's time, although that hasn't existed in a really long time. So, but the first thing I wanted to talk about in this podcast, I really wanted to explore how God meets us where we're at, how He comes into our lives, our situations, and He transforms us. I had a lengthy discussion with a man one time who really desired to have a relationship with Christ, but he felt that before he could have Christ in his heart, that he had to do all these things, change all these things, and really, really be different. And now I'm not in any way condoning sin or saying that having a conversion is a bad thing at all. But we cannot change, we cannot become holy without God's grace. We need God to transform us. We need to cooperate with His grace. So we can't, you know, just sit around and say, oh, I'm not holy enough, I'm not without blemish, and so therefore I'm not yet able to communicate with God and to have a relationship with Him. You know, that would be terrible. And I want to refer to Psalm 40. I think that Psalm 40 really illustrates this point. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the desolate pit and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust. Now, what joy we have when we realize that we can trust in God, that He is always with us, that amidst the ever-changing society, He's the one thing that remains the same. And I wanted to reflect a little bit also on 1 John chapter 4 and beginning on verse 9. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world, so that we might live through Him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the expiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No man has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us. So we know and we believe the love God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. We love because he first loved us. So we are utterly dependent upon his love before we can love him, before we can love anybody else. And this should really change the way that we view others and the way that we relate to them. You know, now we look at Jesus and we look at how he related to people. He did not wait for people to be holy and without blemish. He ate with sinners. He ate with tax collectors, prostitutes. So often those of us who are really passionate about the gospel, it's really easy to be judgmental. It's really easy to look at people and say, well, they need to change this or they need to change that. But we need to have an attitude of compassion, an attitude of mercy towards others. We need to meet them where they're at, just like Jesus did. And if we can do that, then we could really spread the joy and the compassion and the mercy of God.